This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The auto bailout saga continues. Congress failed to pass a proposed $14 billion rescue plan this past week after Senate Republicans revolted. President Bush had supported the package, but his failure to get his party to go along in the Senate means a rescue depends on him. NPR's John Idsty has more.
Under normal economic conditions, the Bush administration says it would prefer that the markets determine the fate of GM, Ford, and Chrysler. But with the collapse of the bailout package in Congress, it says it stands ready to prevent an imminent failure of the companies. The administration feels it has no other choice because it says a failure of the industry could have a severe impact on an already weakened economy. But figuring out exactly how to pay for a rescue poses some challenges for the White House. The administration had been adamantly opposed to using money from the TARP, the $700 billion rescue package Congress approved in October to bail out the financial system. But now the White House says it's considering using it. There's just a little more than $14 billion left in the first half of the TARP money that's been released to the administration. The White House could use it to keep the car companies in business through the end of March. That was the goal of the $14 billion congressional plan. But what if there were another emergency, the failure of another big financial institution? There'd be nothing left in the till. The Treasury would have to go back to the Congress and ask for the second half of the TARP. The problem is Congress has adjourned, and even if it reconvened, getting the money might be problematic since lawmakers from both parties are unhappy with how the administration has used the TARP. Yesterday, the White House said it was taking time to try to get the policy right, and that no decisions had been made. John Idsty, NPR News, Washington.